This happened a few years ago, well before the pandemic. My girl, I'll call her Allie for the story, and I went camping up on Mount Shasta. We usually go every year, at least we did until this last trip. We had arrived a little later than we had hoped that day, because we had come from Allie's mom's house in Chico, and we simply just lost track of time. Anyway, the sun was already starting to fade by the time we got to the campsite. We quickly set up, made some grub, and decided to call it a night so we could get an early start in the morning. Allie fell asleep the moment her head hit the pillow. I am not blessed with such abilities. It takes me a while to fall asleep. I laid there, listening to the forest come alive with the many sounds of the insects and animals, while watching some movies on my iPad with the volume barely audible. After laying there for about an hour, I finally started to get a little groggy. But of course, all of a sudden I had the overwhelming urge to take a leak. So I put my iPad down, nudged Allie and told her I was going to go outside to pee, and left the tent. The moon was full that night, and it was at its zenith, so there was an ample amount of light illuminating the campsite. But the forest around us was a little darker, due to the light being unable to completely penetrate the foliage of the trees. I was no stranger to these parts. Even before I met Allie, my family used to come up here quite often as we were the outdoorsy types and always enjoyed camping. So when I tell you that it was weird that I suddenly had the most unnerving feeling after stepping out of my tent, I'm not exaggerating. As I stood there, looking out into the dark forest, I couldn't help but feel as if I was being watched. Surely it's just in your imagination, I thought to myself. I ignored the feeling and made a beeline to the outer perimeter of the forest. Just to give you a visual, the campsite was in a small circular clearing, and it was slightly illuminated with the moonlight, and the forest surrounded the site on all sides. The outer perimeter of the trees was about 30 feet, or 9 meters, from where our tent was. I found the nearest tree, unzipped, and did my business. One thing I thought was strange at that moment was the sounds of the forest had gone completely silent. Like, weirdly silent. All I could hear is my own breath. I kept an eye on the tent while occasionally glancing on to my right towards the dark forest. As I was finishing up though, I heard something. A voice. "What's that sound?" it said, in an unusually panicked tone. The voice sounded like a woman's voice. Immediately, I went into fight or flight mode. You just don't hear random voices in the forest in the middle of the night. Especially something as random as what that person had just said. What? I blurted out, more out of shock than genuinely asking for clarification. "Who's there?" the voice replied, sounding more terrified than last time. I zipped myself up and slowly started retreating, my back facing the tent as I scanned the forest floor. "Michael, wake up!" the woman shrieked. At this point, I thought I was about to crap myself. I had no idea where this voice was coming from, or if maybe there was someone who had set up their campsite out in the forest that we hadn't seen before. I tried to think rationally, like maybe a couple came after we did, set their camp up, and I startled them when I went out to go pee. But as my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I was able to make out a silhouette of someone standing not too far off in the distance. Except from what I was able to make out, whoever that was, it did not look like a woman. They were tall. Probably upwards of 6'5 and lanky. I couldn't make out much else, just a slim, tall figure standing completely still off into the distance. I don't know if it was out of pure fear or what, but I stood completely still, just watching this person, this thing, stare right back at me. "Oh my God!" the thing screamed before it suddenly started sprinting towards me. I only watched it for a second before I turned around and made a dash to the tent and shook Allie awake. In her groggy state, I told her what had just happened outside. Not believing me, and annoyed, she unzipped the tent and poked her head out. But there was nothing. "What the fuck, Dave?" Allie complained. "That wasn't funny!" Pissed at me, she turned over and went back to sleep. I didn't know what else to say besides I was telling the truth, so I let it go and lay down and just listened. Obviously, there was no way I could sleep that night. I stayed up until the first rays of the morning sun shone through the tent. Then I woke up and started packing everything. Allie was confused when she woke up. But I stuck to my guns and told her I wasn't joking about what happened last night, and that I wasn't staying there again. On the drive back, Allie started asking me more questions about what had happened. We went over every possibility, every detail that I remembered, but it was unexplainable. Neither of us knew what the hell that was. One thing I never told Allie, though, was that after she had fallen asleep the second time, all throughout the night, I heard her voice from outside the tent saying, "What the fuck, Dave? That wasn't funny." I'll never return to Mount Shasta. This happened back in 2006. My family is super religious, and I was kind of the black sheep of the family, the rebel. Whenever I wanted to smoke weed, I would leave the house, drive to a secluded spot, and have at it. Just so you can get an idea of where I live, it's mostly an upper-class residential area. It gets really quiet at night, and some parts are pretty rural, mostly the further south you drive, with homes being very far and few between. But everyone knows each other for the most part, and it's a pretty tight-knit community. Anyway, one night, I had the urge to smoke. It was around 11 p.m., and my parents were dead asleep. So I got into my beat-up old Honda and drove down the street and towards the most rural area of town. As I drove, the streetlights became fewer and fewer until eventually they disappeared altogether. All along the side of me were homes on huge plots of land, all illuminated with porch lights and the moonlight. I had a friend who lived down here. I'll refer to him as Eric for this story. I had texted Eric before leaving my house, telling him I'd smoke him out if he wanted to join me. But I never got a reply. I figured when I got to his house that I would just see if the lights were on or something. When I pulled up to his house, the gate to his driveway was open, and there was a large dark truck parked backwards right in front of the garage. I had never seen the truck before, but I assumed maybe his family bought a new car or something. I turned my car off, took out my joint, and started smoking. Every once in a while I would glance over at the house, just to see if any of the lights would turn on inside. All the windows were black. I think about 20 minutes had gone by when I noticed a faint blue light emanating from Eric's room, which faced towards the driveway. "That fucker's awake," I said to myself while picking up my phone and texting him. While waiting for a reply, I noticed the garage light turned on. "Why is he coming out through the garage?" I thought to myself, confused. Suddenly the garage door started opening, causing the bright light to come flooding out onto the driveway. From where I sat, I could make out a silhouette of a man loading stuff onto the back of the truck. Thinking it was Eric's dad, I called him to warn him not to come outside. But when Eric answered the phone, he sounded groggy, as if he had just woken up. "Dude, don't come out. Your dad is moving stuff from the garage," I told him. "What the hell are you talking about?" he replied, clearly confused and annoyed. "Look at my text." Eric was silent for a few moments before he spoke again, this time a bit more frantic. "Are you at my house right now?" "Yeah. Should I just leave since your dad's still awake?" It's then that Eric's next words made my blood run cold. "Dude, my dad is here with me. We all went to my sister's house for the weekend." I stumbled over my words trying to explain to him what I was watching happen right in front of me. The truck on the driveway, the man inside of the house, the lights on in his room. Eric woke his dad and explained that I was sitting outside their house watching someone basically steal all their crap. He told me to call 911, so I did. But I wasn't going to stick around for the police to come with a pot on me, so I turned on my car and drove away. I was halfway down the road when I noticed that same truck peel out of Eric's driveway. Now, the street I was on was one way both ways, but this truck sped up and started tailgating me, its lights blinding me through my rearview mirror. Panicked, I sped up, but the truck still remained on my ass. Not before long, whoever was driving swerved onto the opposite lane, drove alongside me for a moment, then got in front of me and sped off. I was too frightened to look over to see who had been driving. Eric's family ended up coming home that same night, and later told me that nothing appeared to be missing from the house, but it was completely ransacked. Eric's dad told me that if I hadn't been there that night, whoever that was would have taken everything. To start off, I'm a really antisocial individual. Talking with strangers makes me uncomfortable, so I tend to avoid it at all costs unless absolutely necessary. Anyway, one evening I was leaving my house to head to the gym. My parents were out of town for the weekend, and I wanted to get a workout in before I laid around binging Netflix so I could feel better about myself. The front door to my house is behind a gated and locked atrium. As I locked my front door, I made my way to the atrium's gate and was immediately startled by a man standing on the other side of it. He had shoulder-length, greasy blonde hair, a scruffy beard, and a battered brown coat on. He smiled a crooked and seemingly forced smile and tried to hand me one of the papers in his hands, saying something about how he was collecting donations for some children's organization. I instantly was wondering what this guy was doing at my house randomly. It was already 8 p.m., dark out, and he was going door to door asking for donations. It didn't make any sense. So me being me, I drafted a lie quickly in my head and said, "Oh, I don't live here. I was just house sitting. Come back on Monday when the homeowners return." The man laughed and said that he wasn't from the area, but that he would try to come back. I pretended that I had forgotten something and went back inside, just so I could end this awkward interaction as quickly as possible. I waited for about 5 minutes before coming back outside and seeing that he had left. Quickly, I got into my car on the driveway, reversed, and drove to my gym, which was about a 15-minute drive away. But when I got there, I saw that the gym was closed earlier than normal because it was hosting some type of event. It doubled as a community center, so I wasn't too surprised by that. Nonetheless, annoyed, I made the drive back home, went inside, and plopped down on my bed. I queued up Netflix on my TV, cycled through the movies, but ultimately ended up just getting on Instagram and looking at videos. Maybe after an hour, my phone alerted me that it was below 10% of battery life. Being my lazy self, I reached over the bed and tried to grab my charger on the floor, but it was too far for my grasp. Determined, I slid off the bed even more, leaving the remainder of my body on the bed. I could have just stood up and gotten the stupid thing and be done with it, but I made things difficult. Finally, after stretching my body to its limits, I grabbed the cord of my charger between two fingers and pulled it into my hand. As I was pulling myself up, I caught a glimpse under my bed and nearly screamed. Right there, crouched in the fetal position, was the man from earlier, except his back was facing me. I pulled myself back onto the bed. My mind was racing a million miles an hour. I didn't want to start screaming because in my mind that wouldn't end well if he cornered me somewhere in the house and overpowered me. Thoughts of all those cheesy horror films of girls running and tripping over themselves kept replaying in my head. So I decided to try to play it safe and said, "Ugh, I guess I'll just shower then," before standing up and making my way into the bathroom where I locked the door and started the shower. I dialed 911 and in my lowest possible voice explained to the dispatcher what was happening. It was then I saw the doorknob slowly turning as the man tried to open the door sneakily from the other side. When he realized it was locked, however, the doorknob started twisting and turning vigorously. "Please, hurry!" I screamed into the phone, unable to maintain my composure any longer. "I called the police!" I screamed. Then he had stopped trying to open the door. It felt like hours had passed before police arrived, but when they did, we circled my house and found that the man had entered through an unlocked window in the living room. Till this day, I always have to look under my bed before I can fall asleep. I don't like to think what could have happened had I not reached for my charger the way I did.